you see this, Julia?
What is it?
It's a new list of Etienne-Worse-dressed women.
No, I didn't, Suzanne. And furthermore, I could not be less interested in the ravings of some self-important fashion designer who skitters out of obscurity once a year to compile a cruel, snickering list that belongs in a high school slam book, but for some reason gets printed in respectable newspapers.
You know, these lists are always coming down on like Lisa Bonet, Cher, Liz Taylor. Where does this guy get off saying these people are the worst dressed? I mean, hadn't this dude ever been to the bus station?
All are no fun at all. I bet you when Charlene gets here, she'll want to hear about it.
I don't think so. I think she's got other things on her mind today.
Like what?
I promise not to tell because she wants to tell yourself, but all I can tell you is that she had herself a really big weekend and she has some really big news.
Oh, come on, give us a hint.
I can't give you a hint because if I do, you'll guess and then she'll kill me. I can't give hints. Once when I was little, my father brought my mother a watch, you know, and told me to keep it a secret. And I just gave her two hints. I said, you wear it on your wrist and it tells time. Still can't figure out how she guessed that.
Good morning, Charlene. Mary Jo says you have some news for us. Aha! Must be good news.
Charlene, this is something stupid like Pam Ewing's coming back to Dallas. I don't want to hear it.
I'm getting married.
You're getting married?
I didn't tell him. It just about killed him, but I did.
When did this happen?
Friday night. I told Mary Jo already, but I couldn't get a hold of you, and I wanted to tell you all in one big swoop. I'm getting married.
Charlene's wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Oh, nice job, Charlene. Yeah. Now, who are you marrying?
Bill!
Suzanne.
Well, I thought so, but you know, it never hurts to ask.
Charlene, I want you to sit down here with us and tell us all about it.
Oh, it was just like out of a storybook, you know? We went to dinner at the Ritz-Carlton, and afterwards we were dancing, and Bill just got out the ring right there on the dance floor and asked me, and then he had the band leader play I'll Be Seeing You, and everybody cried, and oh, I can't tell you all about it now. I gotta run right back out and make some arrangements. We're going to Virginia this weekend. I'm gonna meet Bill's mother.
Oh, that is exciting, and you'll just have a wonderful time.
Yeah, she's real proper old Virginia money, so I gotta get just the right clothes and everything.
Oh, Charlene, she's gonna love
you. Oh, I hope so. I'll tell you all every single detail when I get back. It's okay if I go, isn't it? My desk is straight and everything.
Well, of course it is. How often do you get married?
Yeah.
Don't answer that.
Why is it I feel a little sad?
I guess it's because we've all been together, all of us single, for so long.
I mean, we've all been married. You've been married, I've been married. Of course, you raise the group average wherever you go. Charlene, getting married, that is really something else. Makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah. Makes me think what kind of lime green, puffy-sleeved, hillbilly prom dress she's gonna want me to wear as a bridesmaid.
I believe Mary Jo was referring to the way that the wedding of a friend makes you reevaluate your own life.
And Charlene called me Friday night, so I had the whole weekend to reevaluate. So I've thought about it, and I've made a decision. I've just got to get back out there.
Out where?
Out there. Dating hell.
What about J.D.?
Well, it's going to be pretty hard to date J.D. while he's working in Cincinnati.
I thought that was just for a year.
Well, you know, you never can tell with baseball. Anyway, he came over Saturday night, and we had a long talk about, you know, how we've been together for 3 years and how he helped me recover from Ted and I helped him recover from Janet, and we agreed.
On what?
That we're both fully recovered. We finally had to admit that when you get to be our age, there is only so long you can date. Then you either have to go forward with the relationship or break up. So we're breaking up.
Well, don't bust out crying about it. You seem awful happy.
Well, I will miss him a lot. But on the other hand, I do feel kind of energized, you know, like you do when you're about to start something new. I'm just going to go out there and have fun and be casual.
Mary Jo, I hope you don't mean you're going to be totally undiscriminating.
Of course not, Julia. If all I wanted was meaningless sex, I would have stayed married to Ted.
I don't mean to rain on this one-woman dating parade, but just where exactly are all these men you're going to be casual with?
For your information, I have already been asked out.
By whom?
Ken Rayburn.
Kenny Rayburn at the wallpaper store?
Yeah, what's the matter with that?
Nothing, except he's about 15 years old.
He is not. He's in his 20s. He's in his late 20s. And I don't think I need anybody's approval. Julia, do you think that's all right?
Well, Mary Jo, Reese is 12 years older than I am.
10.
And nobody seems to care. If this equality means anything, then it means that a woman should be able to go out with a man younger than she is without being subjected to catty remarks.
Thank you.
Of course, I haven't ever seen Reese delivering wallpaper on a skateboard.
It's easy, Charlene. Just remember, keep your elbows off the table and don't drink your finger bowl. Okay?
Oh, I wouldn't be so worried, except Bill said that when he brought his first wife home, his Aunt Phoebe tried to foul her up by laying out a 22-piece play set.
22 pieces? Boy, these people are hardcore.
I know, that's why I have to practice. I mean, I'm no slouch. I used to help my mama polish her wedding silver. But there would always be these utensils in that big velvet box that I never even saw the rest of the year. You know, little pointy forks and spoons with long handles, you know, with holes in them, and these things that look like darts that I still don't know what they were, you know. I just don't want Mrs. Stillfield to think I wasn't raised right. I mean, if there are darts on that table, I want to know what to do with them.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Hello.
Ready to go, hon?
Yeah, ready as I'll ever be.
I hate to rush you, but traffic at the airport's gonna be clogged.
Yeah, you guys better get going and have fun.
We will. Wish you were all going with me.
Oh, Charlene, now that's silly. You're gonna have the time of your life. Those women are gonna eat her alive.
Suzanne, she's just meeting his mother. You make it sound like some kind of Iron Man endurance test.
Oh, Mary Jo, this is not the kind of thing that you have to worry about anymore. I'm sure your boyfriend's mother and you are probably about the same age.
Suzanne, please. I only went out with Kenny Rayburn once.
By the way, you never told us how that went. Not that it's any of our business.
Not that great. He kept calling me MJ. And then we went out to this rock concert and got seated directly in front of this giant 4,000-pound loudspeaker. After that, the nerve deafness was so bad, I couldn't even hear that guy on the little drive-thru thing at Taco Bell. But hey, you know, it was just a one-time thing, just casual.
MJ Shively?
That's her.
Love you, babe, from you-know-who.
This doesn't look very casual.
MJ.
Well, how was the trip up, Charlene?
It's Charlene, Aunt Phoebe.
Charlene, I see.
It was great. We had wonderful weather. Bill's such a good pilot. We took his new plane up. It was...
Oh, Bill, you promised not to buy that until we talked about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I not supposed to say anything?
Well, that's all right, Charlene. It's just that Caroline Fields has a plane that Bill was thinking about buying.
An old friend.
I certainly thought she was more than that. My goodness, everyone thought you and Caroline would marry before Charlene here. How shall I say it? Swept you off your feet. She was a beautiful girl.
She was boring as hell. She collected spoons from all over the world.
Caroline is from a lovely old Virginia family. The Richmond Fields. Flies planes, breeds Bedlingtons, summa cum laude from Sarah Lawrence. Who are your people, dear?
The Frasers from Poplar Bluff, Missouri. My mother was a hog. Her last name was Hogg. Before she married Daddy. I know it's a funny name. We have all kinds of jokes about it in our family. My grandpa used to call my mother and her brothers when they're out playing by going, "Hey, you little hogs, ooh, pigs, suey!" It's just a family joke. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Dear, you don't need to do Dorothy May's job for her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just helping out. Just soup looks delicious.
Charlene, I've told you and told you, that's not funny.
Alone, Julie. It's so good to hear a friendly voice. Tomorrow, Well, Bill's mother wants me to go horseback riding with her. Well, that's not what she said. She just turned to me in the middle of dinner while they were wiping the potato soup off me and said, "Tell me, Charlene, do you have a habit?" And I said, "No, I'm just nervous." And she and her sister looked at each other like I'd just scratched my back with my fork or something. Now, listen, Julie, if you go somewhere, you leave a number I can reach you, okay? You sort of like a 24-hour etiquette hotline. Okay, thanks. Yeah, I'll call you real soon. Bye. Just a minute. Yes, come in.
I just wanted to make sure you were all right after
get
all.
Get out of my room!
Something I said.
You can't be in here. I'm in my robe. Your mama's gonna think I'm cheap. Your aunt'll probably have me arrested.
Charlene, they know I've seen you in your robe.
You told them that? No wonder they hate me.
They don't hate you.
No, I'm not from an old family.
Now, Charlene, we've talked about that, remember? There's no such thing as an old family. Everybody's family's just as old as everybody else's. It's silly.
Yeah, well, they want you to marry that Caroline what's-her-name. And you know something? Maybe that's not such a bad idea. I don't breed Bedlingtons. I don't even know what a Bedlington is. And I'm sure if I did, I couldn't get two of them to go out on a blind date, much less breed. Get off this bed and you just completely lost your mind. What if your mama came in here right now?
Well, that would be serious. I guess we'd have to get married.
That's not funny. I'm not kidding. No, you spend another second in here, you're gonna ruin my reputation, whatever's left of it.
Charlene, I'm crazy about your reputation. Don't change a thing.
No, just get out of my room. I'm the one.
All my friends told me this wouldn't happen until after we got married.
Expecting someone?
I thought you were... Never mind.
I just wanted to see if you had everything you needed.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm fine, thank you very much.
Towels, blankets. I wouldn't want you to freeze to death. Oh, dear. Thank goodness we still have these old gas lamps. Oh, you know, this house is over 200 years old. Our electricity is always going out.
Oh, that's okay. I'm used to it. Lights go out every once in a while. You know, anyone can forget to pay an electric bill.
We always pay our bills, dear. The lines are old.
Of course. They said you were an old line family. Just a joke.
Very amusing. Well, I'll just leave you now. And, of course, Bill and Phoebe and I will be staying in the main part of the house, and you'll have this whole wing to yourself tonight. We won't be able to hear you if you call, so I wanted to be sure that you were all set for the night.
I'm fine, thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Mary Jo.
What?
Kenny called.
Again. This is getting out of hand. I went putt-putt golfing last night, and that is as low as I'm gonna go. I mean, you know, he's not even that young. He's only a couple years younger than you, Anthony. He just acts young.
Yeah, well, the years between 25 and 30 are different for different people. I myself am unusually mature. I have an apartment, furniture, a very good job here as a delivery man and dating consultant. But I'm also aware that a lot of guys my age live with three other guys in a house with mattresses on the floor and a brassiere thrown across the chandelier. I myself would not want to live that way.
He lives with three other guys. They have no furniture.
Yeah, well, if I wanted to live with three or four rowdy single guys in a large bare room with mattresses on the floor, I would have stayed in prison.
What are you gonna do, Mary Jo? Give him his fraternity pin back?
I did not accept that pin. He gave it to me as a joke, I think. Anyway, I'm gonna tell him I'm not gonna see him anymore.
When?
Well, I'll tell him tonight. He asked me to come over there. He and his roommates are having a few people over. I just don't want to go alone. Julia, what are you doing tonight?
Tonight? Nothing, I think. That was Charlene on the phone. She said to say hi to everybody.
Boy, those Dillville women sure are riding her hard.
If there's anything I cannot abide, it's people who use etiquette as a club with which to bash other people. The whole point of good manners is to make people feel comfortable. It sounds like Bill's mother and his aunt are just trying to intimidate Charlene. Our Charlene, who has more natural grace and manners than Emily Post and Amy Vanderbilt combined.
I thought you said she dropped the soup in her lap.
Well, it wasn't her fault. I'm sure it was nerves.
And didn't she catch your bedroom curtains on fire?
Well, Suzanne, that was not her fault. I mean, she's never operated a gas lamp before.
What about that incident with the horse?
Suzanne, occasionally horses do have to be destroyed. I do not think Charlene should be held responsible for that.
Sounds to me like they're just trying to make Charlene look foolish and doing a very good job, I might add.
Well, I intend to be on call to help her through whatever little traps they may have planned. Mrs. Stillfield will soon learn that not only does Charlene have breeding, but Charlene's friends and associates have as much breeding, taste, and elegance as any of her old money snobs. Now, Mary Jo, what was it you wanted me to do?
Go to a keg party with me?
Big after this one.
Okay, coming through.
You know, when I was in my 20s, they had parties just like this. The dancing was different, the music was different, the clothes were different, but the parties were just the same, and I didn't go to them then.
I'm sorry. I mean, you know, look, I'm just gonna find Ken, and then we can get out of here.
Good idea.
Thanks.
In the meantime, I'll just stand here and have this lovely aperitif.
Mary Jo! You made it!
Hi, Ken.
Well, Mr. Sugarbaker, MJ didn't say you were coming.
A sort of last-minute decision. My symphony tickets fell out.
Oh, bum me out. I hate it when that happens.
Ken, can we talk?
Oh, I'll just go to the powder room. Excuse me.
Listen, I really don't know how to say this, and it doesn't reflect on you personally, and I sure don't want you to be upset, but, you know, I really don't think that we should see each other anymore.
Okay.
That's it?
Sure. You want, no big deal. You want another beer than tapping a fresh cake?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
Okay, I'm going to get one. See you around.
Yeah.
Mrs. Sugarbaker, how about you and I going out sometime? I bet I could pick up a thing or two from you.
Well, I doubt that, Kenny, but I might be able to offer you one piece of wisdom.
Yeah? What's that?
I believe that you will find, as years go by, and you get older and wiser, traversing life's little ups and downs, that underwear probably really doesn't make all that good of a hat. The powder room isn't really functional now. The keg is in the bathtub, and it seems the tap is slow. This is a source of some concern for all the young men in there because they're trying to fill Craig's funnel. Craig, it seems, drinks his beer out of a funnel.
It's okay, Tia. We can go now.
Why? You already talked to Ken?
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. I mean, no long discussion about my needs, his needs, no talk of relationship, commitments, no mention at all of space. I'm telling you, I think this casual dating has a lot going on.
Phone call, Patron Julia. Is there a Julia here?
Julia Sugarbaker.
Hey, you're beautiful. Good luck.
Hello, Charlene. Yes, well, it had to be you. Nobody else knew I was here. Or is ever going to know, for that matter. Oh, no, never mind. It's just a party. How are you? Yes, I think the light pink will be just fine if it's semi-formal. But I would wear the shawl only if it's before 8 p.m.
Julia, come on. Craig's getting ready to drink out of the funnel.
Just a minute. Okay, Charlene, any other questions?
Yeah, where the heck are you?
Well, if you must know, Charlene, I'm at a keg party.
Julia, I can't imagine you at a keg party. I mean, you know, you have so much class.
That's just the point, Charlene. If you have class, you have it. It doesn't matter where you are or who you're with. And I have to go now because Craig is getting ready to drink out of the funnel.
I was just looking for Bill.
Oh, that's all right, Charlene. Dinner's not for another hour. Why don't you come and sit a moment?
Everything looks so beautiful.
Thank you. You know, sometimes I like to slip in here after everything's all set and just look at it. I love to see everything in place. You know, when Bill's father was alive and Bill lived here with his sisters, we used to dress for dinner every Sunday night. It was a tradition.
My family has traditions too, you know. Like holding hands while we say grace, and eating ice cream out of the front porch. Stuff like that. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I love your son with all my heart. I'll do anything to make him happy. But as much as I want to fit into his family, I'm just as proud of the one that I come from.
Wow. Don't you two look pretty? Mother, you don't mind if I kiss my fiancée, do you?
I don't mind.
Yeah.
You know, Charlene begged me to stay in her room last night. But I was strong. I said, no way. I promised Mother and Aunt Phoebe I'd save myself for the wedding.
Charlene, are you sure you want to put up with a man like this?
Well, not any longer than the next 50 or 60 years.
I told you she was cheap.
Phoebe, I will thank you not to be a jackass to my new daughter-in-law.
You know, I think she's beginning to like you.
Think so?
Yeah, I do.
What would you do if she didn't?
Elope.
You know, your Aunt Phoebe says you had family came over on the Mayflower.
Oh, yeah? What'd you say?
I told her I had family on Noah's Ark.
You didn't say that.
No, but I might. Hey, Bill?
Yeah?
We're getting married.
Hey, Charlene. I know.